I'm excited to hear from our next guest, Randy Jackson, music industry legend and founder of Unify Health Labs.
Welcome back to Office Hours. Our next guest needs no introduction. In fact, I wish he was up here as a host in this show because he has hosted the biggest show in the world, by the way. That's why he needs no introduction beyond all the other amazing things that he's done. The incredible Randy Jackson, welcome to Office Hours.
Thank you so much. You're so kind with your kind words, Dave. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. Now, I want to start in a different place because I have this reengineering of my life as I got into my 50s. You know, I always put my family first, then the activity that I got paid for. And, you know, I lost everything years ago, made it back, and I went up to my wife and I said, Julie, what can I do for you? What can I buy you? What can I do for you now that we're back? And she looked at me and she said, sweetheart, you need to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, I know your intention in the world is to take care of everyone else, but it's not going to work. And at that moment, I shifted my paradigm, and I think it's a paradigm you've shifted in your life, into making a non-negotiable my health. I prioritize my health. And here's the saying I tell people all the time, and I learned this watching Steve Jobs live his life, because I wanted to be Steve Jobs. I knew him as a young man. I was blessed to be around him and learn great lessons. But no matter what you have in life, the success, the money, whatever, if you're healthy, you get as many wishes a day as you want, as many dreams as you want. But if you're unhealthy, you only get one wish. And I know that you, somewhere along your journey, decided to shift the paradigm for yourself and put your health first so you can have not only as many wishes as you want, but you provide so many wishes to so many other people because you are healthy. How did that paradigm shift happen in your life? And I know you're supporting some great companies as well to help us with our health.
Well, listen, thank you for that, Dave. I mean, you know, my story is probably like a lot of other people's, but, you know, I was doing my thing. I was working. I was on tours. I was an A&R guy at Columbia Records and Universal Records. Lucked into getting American Idol, one of the greatest shows ever on TV. And I was hugely overweight and hugely unhealthy, because I had this sedentary lifestyle. I was really miserable. So by the time the second season would roll around, I looked at myself one day on the screen. I go, man, dog, you got to get it together, man. And I said to myself, I got to figure this out. My doctor said to me, I've been telling you for years to get your health together, put your health first, lose weight. I didn't pay attention. And I wound up in the emergency room. When I got to the emergency room, the doctor came out and said, I'll give you the good news and the bad news. I said, give me the bad news first. He says, you now have type 2 diabetes, and there's no cure. He said, the good news is, if you manage the hell out of it, you can make it work. But now you're going to be forced to make a change, or you may not be here. So that started me to get my shit together. So that started me drastically on my health journey, which to me now, health is the wealth. If you don't have your health, you ain't got nothing. You can have all the money in the world and be sick as a dog. You can't enjoy any of it.
Yeah, I do a lot of work with physicians. I'm on the teaching faculty of the American Association for Physician Leadership. And it comes as no surprise to anybody, you know, when physicians are working with people such as you were, you know, relating about your doc, saying you need to change your lifestyle, and you're going, yeah, I'll get to that, you know, later, until there's a crisis. Most people, and the percentage on this is extraordinarily high, but most people faced with a crisis will do a short-term shift, but it doesn't sustain itself. You have sustained a lifestyle shift. And my question here has to do with, how did you redefine who Randy Jackson is in order to do that? Because I think identity plays a huge part of that ability to actually sustain that kind of a transformational shift.
Well, what I did is I had gastric bypass surgery, which definitely helps. And it's definitely a great jump start, but it's not a cure. So I had the surgery. I lost almost 100 pounds, but as lifestyle would have it, and as my habits would have it, I started gaining the weight back. And I go, oh, hang on. I can't have this major surgery and go through all of this and start gaining the weight back. So I started finding out and learning about gut health, meeting with doctors, nutritionists, therapists. And the thing that got me going, in college I was a music major and a psychology major. There's a thing called behavioral psychology. Yep. Before I can get you to change what you're doing, I have to get you to change the way you're looking at it and the way you see it. So that to me was the nugget I needed in my analytical mind. So if I'm trying to stop smoking, drinking, eating, exercising, anything in excess is too much. That's why they say, you know, the balance in life is all about, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But that changed my outlook on everything. And I finally went through a food divorce and started putting back things that were really working for me, seeing if I had gluten allergies, I had this allergy. I really, really stopped. Because I grew up in a dirty, dirty, lovable South where everything's fried and a ton of butter, sugar, lard. I mean, if it don't taste good, why are you eating it? You know, they don't even like restaurants that have condiments on the table because the chef didn't taste the food. And they never trusted a skinny chef.
Now, for anyone who's checking out your incredible vitamin line, they're going to have perseverance to see their health journey through. What advice would you have to them to help them persevere? Because it's not going to be an overnight sensation getting their health back.
Well, gut health is everything. That's why I started my Unify Health Labs. I was the guy that was so confused. How many billions of probiotics should I have? Yeah. Is 200 trillion enough? I was the guy at my counter in my kitchen with 50 bottles and vials of things to take. So part of my journey was to try and simplify it for myself, finding out what would work with a bunch of doctors and giving it to other people and say, listen, take these couple of things. There's no sprint. It's definitely a journey, but this will help you get your gut in check because all of the bad diseases, everything you get, colds, everything, starts in the gut. So gut health is number one. Number one.
Now, I got a quick question, Randy, because you are the master of style, class, cool. You know, between you and Dr. J, I don't know who the coolest person I know is, but I'm blessed to know both of you. So, but I think you take the cake with that new eyewear. Is that Xyloware you're wearing?
Yeah, man. You know, I started this about 15 years ago because, you know, people know that I need to wear glasses. So, but I felt like, for guys, for women, there's a ton of frames, a ton of ideas. But for guys, there was never anything cool, stylish. Like, why do guys have to be boring? So I wanted to offer options and just try and rock some cool stuff. You know what I mean? So thank God, blessings up. You know, it's worked out.
Don't forget your cousin Dave with a pair of those. I'll be wearing them on office hours. Yeah. I'll just get my
son. Dude, I've got you, Dave. I'm gonna lace you, dude. I got you. I got the whole panel. Come on, man.
We'll get you some great swag from FlexFit. We got a cool leather jacket we can give you that'll match those glasses.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Right, Justin? Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, man, Randy.
Yo, I like this FlexFit. I like this FlexFit.
All right, cool. We'll give you all the sessions you want so you can work out with us anytime.
Oh, man.
I'll wear the glasses. I need them, actually.
You know, I think it's just such a testament, not only to you for how many lives you've elevated, but also you can't give what you don't have, and you've elevated your own life so that you're gonna be around a long time to help even more people, inspire more people. You're a blessing and a gift to everybody that meets you. You know, I've been around so many celebrities, athletes, entertainers, millionaires, billionaires, and entrepreneurs. And when you meet someone like Randy, and everyone that you mention his name, I said, you know, I've been bragging about having him here on the show, and it's so much fun for me because everyone's like, oh my God, have you ever met him? He's the nicest, not how cool he is or he's on American Idol and he's music, he's nice. And you know, as far as my career goes, my legacy, I wanna be kind and known to be nice. And Randy, you're building that legacy because everyone I meet, encounter, and mention your name, like your fangirl next to me, they are so excited, but not just from your talent, but from your kind heart. And I'm so glad that you're taking care of that heart with good gut health as well. And you still remain cool in my book. I'm not going to tell Dr. J or you, which is my favorite, but you're my top two. So thank you so much for joining us.